This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. A little-known company called Moon Express might be the first to get clearance to launch an unmanned mission to the moon. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. Now, commercial lunar exploration would be an exciting new chapter in the emerging private sector space business. But as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, the law is lagging behind the dream.
Moon Express talks about the moon as an eighth continent, full of vital resources. Many rare or hard-to-find elements on Earth originate in space, and Moon Express, on its website, says a lot of them can be found on the surface of the moon. Think gold, iridium, platinum. The reality of the mission is, though, right now, bogged down with something far less shiny, the law.
The Outer Space Treaty of 1967 is the closest thing to a constitution for space law that there is.
Baron Soka is with Tech Freedom, an internet and space law think tank. That treaty requires governments to regulate, authorize, and supervise space missions. But the U.S. hasn't developed a full framework for doing that for commercial space companies beyond launch and reentry, as in satellites.
The FAA is essentially improvising here in the absence of legislation. They're hoping that the State Department will sign off on this.
Even if the FAA and other agencies sign off, as they're expected to do, Soka says a change in administration or even a challenge from another country could upset the precedent being set. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.